Shin number 51, the Chayav Salavav, is continuing reasons why a Rasha would receive Tov in Olam Hazeh. And he says, Ulapamim, the second reason is, Hashem Moisulis HaTovis Betor Pikadon. Sometimes he gives the Rasha his good things, just to hold on to them. As a Pikadon, Ad Sheyitin Lo Yakel Yisbarach Bein Tzadik Sheyiroi Loen. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a son who's a tzaddik. And that tzaddik is the one really who's supposed to benefit from all these taivas. And the Rasha has them now just to hold on to them till the day that they're going to go to that son who's a tzaddik. By Shenemar, Yochin v'tzaddik yilbosh. A person prepares, but the tzaddik wears it. V'aynemar, Kehelis, it says, V'lachayte nosan inyan. Hashem put in the heart of a sinner. Lesay felichnais, to gather in money, losses taivli finalikim, with the purpose of giving it to someone who is good in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulapamim, and the third reason, Ataiva Shashem Noisan LaRosha, Hu Agair Moikri Lemoise Verosai. Sometimes Hashem provides the Rasha with such good because it's really the cause of his death and the cause of terrible problems for him. K'may Shekasev, like the Pasuk says, Oishar Shomer Levalev L'Rasai. Riches cause calamity to their possessor. People have become very rich, and because of that, they've acquired all different types of things, and that was their downfall. That was their downfall. They gambled it away. They bought expensive toys that were their downfall. All different types of things. Wealth could be a very great trap. And if a person doesn't use his money properly, have the proper Torah perspective, very easily could be his downfall. And the Chayvus Avavus is telling us that sometimes that's good for the reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Rasha so much money in order that it eventually should be the cause of his undoing and maybe even his death. Sometimes Hashem allows the Rasha to maintain his good things, umarach layaf, and he extends that Hashem doesn't get angry at him for a long time. Why? Mipnei she'edeh she'sefer lachzer b'tshuva v'yeroi lahen. Hashem knows that one day, go and get into the shayla of Yedi and Mechira here, but Hashem knows that one day, either he will, or he may repent, and there's a good chance of it. Let's say, not to get into Yediyah Bechira, there's a good chance Hashem knows that this person has the ability and the potential to do tshuva. And at that point, he'll be roi for all these good things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him have it, to see what's going to be at his end, to see if he'll end up doing tshuva. We find that by Menashe HaMelech, that even though he did such terrible averis, at the end he did tshuva. And the fifth reason, says the Chayvus Halavav, is Ulapamim, Hashem Meitiv LaRasha, Mipnei She'oviv Osa Chesed Bavar. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives good to HaRasha. Why? Because his father had done something good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees fit that in the Zchus of the father, the son should also have good things. K'may Shomer Hashem L'yeyu Ben Nimshi, B'nei Revi'im Yeshvu Lach HaKisei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehu that even though the four Malachim, that they were kings, the ones that were the children of Yehu ben Nimshi, they were Rishayim, and they went in the Derech of Yeravam ben Nevat. So why did they get the Malchus? Because Yehu himself had tzchusim. Yehu, their father, grandfather, great-grandfather, had tzchusim that he destroyed Beis Achav. So even though the children themselves were Rishayim, and they were going in the Derech of Yeravam ben Nevat and bringing Klai Yisrael to Avodah Zarah, but they were roi for Malchus because of their grandfather Yehu, or their father Yehu, who had done good things. And therefore that's why the children were Zaycha. V'nemar, Mishalech betumay tzadik ashrei bonav acharov. That when a tzadik goes on his way, innocently, fortunate are his children after him. even if they're not roi. V'nemar nari yisigam zakanti v'loi reis tzadik nezo v'zar mevakesh lochem. Chiddush of this chayvus alavavus is even though his children are not roi, but if the children of a tzadik, they'll get schar, or they could get schar in the schus of their grandfather. Ulapamim matras adover he, and sometimes the reason, the last reason the chayvus alavavus gives, the why a rasha is granted prosperity, kidei lenases es bnei adam anirim kitzadikim, in order to test the people who are look like tzadikim, who are righteous. Ulevarer mi mehem heim tzadikim rak klapei chutz, umi mehem heim tzadikim bemes. To see who are really tzadikim internally and who are only on the outside tzadikim. Why? Eilo sheberoisim es atzlochas harishoyim. Those who see the success of the Rishayim, Sarim Maher Meavoides Haboire, Mizdarzim Limseche Meineam Velumad Maseim. They say, look, we're Tzadikim, things aren't going so well for us. Rishayim are being successful, so I might as well go learn from them, forget serving Hashem. Let me go find Chayin Beine, these Rishayim, learn from them. It makes clear that these people aren't really tzaddikim. It was all externally. Inside, they were really mushcheses. And they were just ramoim. They were tricking everybody. V'haraya, look who they went. They saw success by a rasha. They went to follow him. V'eila batiz shalam rois haslochas harishoim. That even though the rishoim are successful, mamshichim lavaydes Hashem, they continue to serve Hashem. And they're able to be soivel. They suffer through what the Rishayim are successful and rule over them, and the Rishayim shame them and say, look, we're right, look, we're successful, you're not. If those tzaddikim are steadfast in their avodas Hashem, that shows and differentiates and clarifies that they are true tzaddikim who are shalim im Hashem. And it reveals they're truly loyal to Hashem's service. And because of that, and they will receive schar from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for this. That Eliyahu HaNavi suffered so much from Izebel. Izebel was successful. Eliyahu HaNavi, the tzaddik, remained steadfast, even though he was suffered from her. And the same thing with Yirmiyahu Mimoish Lidaira. Yirmiyahu suffered from those who were in charge in his dar. They were Rishayim, and he was the tzaddik, and they tortured him, and they put him in prison, and they shamed him, and yet he stood fast, because he knew that he was doing the right thing. So sometimes, the reason why Rasha is granted success is in order to weed out who are the true Avdei Hashem, the true tzaddikim, and who are the people who are just pretending to be. But when the going gets rough, they just go and follow the Rishayim.